See, now I want meatloaf.
Now I want to go back to Chicago.
Good point. All right, it's 6:24, Bus Boom and Wolf. And, of course, coming up, we're going to talk with Mike King. He is going to be in studio. As you can hear, he's here. So we're going to talk to Mike. We're also going to tell you that Illinois – they're good at taxes, and we have taken top spot in a couple of areas. We'll tell you what that's all about.
Let's do that in the next hour so we don't wait all night day and have it in the last 3 minutes and then go.
Oh, no, I fully intend to get to it in the next hour because...
That's a pot stirrer.
Oh, it's going to be fun for some people. And then, of course, we'll tell you about one that's hitting the tax rolls out west. It'll only be a matter of time before it gets here.
A what?
There's a new tax that's heading out west, and I'm saying it's only going to be a matter of time before it gets here.
Oh, the one in California?
Mm-hmm. So we'll get to that. We'll get to that coming
up next.
That will
lead to some shootings.
Yeah, it very well might. All right, 6:25, Bus Boom and Wolf. Let's get to the newsroom. News this hour brought to you by our friends at the Brass Horn. The Brass Horn, located in the heart of downtown Decatur, providing big city selection with small town service. The Brass Horn.
I'm Aaron Metcalf with the Talk 101 Newsroom. Alfred Cross, originally from Mattoon, has been sentenced to 6.5 years in federal prison. Cross was sentenced on federal conviction of 5 counts of bank fraud. According to Stephen Wainhoff, U.S. Attorney for Southern District of Illinois, Cross opened checking accounts in many banks around Illinois, such banks as Midland State Bank of Effingham and Washington Savings Bank in Effingham, and First Southern Bank in Carbondale, to name a few. Cross would open the accounts and wait for a short period of time, then deposit large amounts of money in the forms of checks that he would write out of state bank accounts in the name of businesses that Cross controlled. Cross would then pull out almost all the money in the accounts before the bank's system would register as NSF. Cross asked for a more lenient sentence due to his age and medical conditions, but the court's decision was based on the fact that Cross had 16 prior convictions, some similar in conduct, and the court was just not confident that he could be deterred from future criminal activity. A Decatur trucking firm was awarded a $13 million coal hauling bid. The only other bidder for the project was an East St. Louis company, Billman Trucking Co. Billman is now protesting the outcome of the bids, stating that the council did not take in consideration the probability of the state legislature and Congress increasing the motor vehicle tax next year. Billman's bid offered a fixed hauling rate no matter what the fuel cost might be, while McLeod's, the Decatur-based trucking company that won the bid, rates would vary based on fuel cost. John Davis, the CWLP Electric Division Manager, commented in his time with CWLP there haven't been too many protests. Davis also stated the process is to award the lowest bid, and award the lowest bid they did. I'm Aaron Metcalf with the Talk 101 Newsroom. For these stories and more, check out DecaturRadio.com.
Want big city selection with simply small town service? Let me share with you a secret. It's the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur. George and Ryan have a great selection of men's clothing from dress to casual and everything in between, including accessories. Listen, you want to look your best, so why skimp? Shop a locally owned and operated store that simply provides you the best value for your men's clothing dollar. The Brass Horn, located at the corner of Merchant and Prairie in the heart of downtown Decatur. You owe it to yourself to come in today.
Dell's Popcorn Shop in Mount Zion is creating gifts of good taste for your special clients this holiday season. From popcorn tins to hostess trays, peanut brittle to hand-whipped fudge, Dell's Popcorn in Mount Zion can help you put together that perfect gift. Pop in today.
You have worked hard your whole life and provided for your loved ones. Now it's time to think about you. Start with a trip to Tanglewood Village, an affordable, independent retirement community with gorgeous apartment homes in a bright and welcoming atmosphere. Fresh flowers adorn the great room, and the smell of home-cooked meals will call you to the table. It's time for you to relax and enjoy your life. Stop by for a free tour at 1293 South 34th Street in Decatur, or go online to tanglewoodvillage.com for more information. Find your new beginning at Tanglewood Village.
The Going Out of Business Sale at your Decatur Area Furnished 123 is now entering its final weeks. Prices of all remaining stock of quality name brand furniture and mattresses have been slashed even deeper for immediate liquidation. Everything in the store, wall to wall, floor to ceiling, must go. Nothing held back. Everything must go. Bring your truck. Bring your trailer. No reasonable offers will be refused. Our loss is your gain. You don't want to miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Time is running out. Come in today and take advantage of these incredible deals. It's the Going Out of Business Sale, now entering its final weeks at your Decatur Area Furnished 123, located at 4705 East Maryland Street, inside the Mount Zion Walmart Plaza. Hurry in. When it's gone, it's gone. Everything must go.
Central Illinois HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hi, Dave. Let's talk about that job you posted for a senior manager.
Okay, I've got a lot of applicants already.
Dave, you posted on that huge national job site. What a waste. One guy says he's been everything from dog walker to a stay-at-home uncle.
You hear stay-at-home uncle and dog walker, and I hear super fun guy who loves animals.
Posting on that huge national job site just wastes our time scrolling through irrelevant applicants.
Look, I said we're looking for people who are willing to take chances and have a great sense of humor, and here's a guy who's a skydiving clown. That sounds qualified to me.
We need serious applications from local candidates.
Don't be silly. You found me on a huge national job site.
Please don't remind me, Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We don't discriminate against people named Dave. Dave is a common name, fun to say, and so we're using it as a catch-all for lackluster bosses everywhere. They post jobs on the big national job boards because they really don't care. Please do not write us to tell us you're a Dave who was insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
It's time for a look at your Talk 101 weather forecast. It's brought to you by Kelly Septic Tank and Sewer Service. If your home or office is kicking up because of septic tank or sewer problems, P.U., get professional help fast. Kelly Septic Tank and Sewer Service at 422-5992.
I'm WAND-TV meteorologist Adam Del Rosa with your Talk 101 forecast.
Good morning. Grab the umbrellas. Rain on the way to central Illinois. We're just cloudy this morning, but by the afternoon, that's whenever those showers arrive. High temperatures this afternoon in the mid-40s. Tonight, the rain continues. Totals between a half inch and an inch. Overnight lows near 40. And for a day on Friday, the rain breaks up a little bit. Still an isolated shower or two, with highs back in the mid-40s. Let's look at your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND-TV.
We want to hear from you. The Lockhart Barber College phone lines are now open at 450-8255. For those listening this morning outside the area code, that's 217-450-TALK. Now, here's Scott and Doug.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur, Talk 101 FM, online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program.
Time for him?
Yeah.
Herb Talk. Right.
I want you to give the disclaimer first.
Yes,
and
sir.
And then after
yes.
that, tell me what the heck you've been taking, because I want some of that.
All righty. All righty then.
All right.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs.
Now, what are you juiced up on this morning?
Because
you seem to be very happy, very happy-go-lucky today.
Well, yeah, I usually am. I mean, you have to die, Doug. You have to go to heaven. You have
yes,
to die and go to heaven.
I
had a near
that.
Death, so that really changes you.
Yeah, was this this morning or?
It's
traffic.
I mean,
out
once
there?
It happens once,
yeah, that's
it's that's it.
Okay,
yeah, you hit the highest high you could ever hit.
Absolutely,
so, yeah. And so this is all fun down here now.
Okay,
I mean, I'm human. I get worn down.
Yeah,
and we all do, but you just have to kind of get a better attitude, but supplementing is awesome. I mean, there's a lot of things. I will be talking next year. I'm working on little things we'll be bringing in about adaptogenic tonic herbs like Zhaoguland and Niagen and
I
things
you... I swear you could be swearing at us right now.
Yeah, I am.
Never know.
It's super secret. I'm super secret. Yeah. Secretly, yeah.
All right, so you're in a good mood because you got some great things coming up.
Yeah, we
and
sure do.
You should be
yeah.
in a good mood because you have something in your hand.
I do.
Which made you happy.
It really did. I mean, it warms my heart. You know, we did that big Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
And it was a great success. And we got a thank you card, and we gave that out to the McKinney family. And they have, I don't know if it's 13 or 17.
15.
15. Because there's a bunch of beautiful children in this picture. They're special needs.
Yep.
They're adopted. Did you see the smiles on their face?
Yes.
Beautiful family.
They're
so
very
this family
happy.
Basically adopted all those kids?
That's,
or most
that's
of them?
What I've been told, yeah.
Yes.
Wow. It's just a beautiful...
Can I see the picture again?
Yeah.
That's a nice looking family.
Yeah. And this is... I'm going to read this because this warmed our hearts. Merryman Herb Company and Chef, you know, Chef Brian Pear,
We wanted to thank you so much for the wonderful surprise Thanksgiving meal. And so was underlined. It was absolutely delicious and such a blessing. Exclamation mark, heart. May God bless you, your generous hearts. Merry Christmas, and then have a wonderful day. And then they all signed it. There's a little happy face on here. It looks like one of these homemade cards. It's beautiful, but it's handmade. And I don't know. It was just, and we got a picture, and I'll be posting it up at work. But
that's
I wanted
great.
You guys to see it.
I'm glad you helped those people, Mike.
We'll be doing it again
that
next year.
That was a good
year.
Thing. Basically, if you're not aware because you didn't hear it, but Mike basically... We did nothing. We just basically told people how to apply for this free meal, and Mike,
right,
and whoever picked it out, I wasn't involved with it. I was busy drinking back here in the back room. But Chef Pear made this great meal, and you guys basically made sure that this family got this meal, for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Right.
I'm glad that went to a nice family. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it just warmed our hearts. And to get a thank you. And again, thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody. We're really seriously thinking about doing it again next year and kind of making it a traditional thing. Chef Pear and Liz, y'all know Liz, they are working on next year's Gooder Cooking School's cooking shows that we will be having at Merryman. We're definitely going to be doing some barbecues. Those were a big success. We just got done. Oh, my goodness. And we posted it on Facebook. And again, our Facebook is Merryman Herbs with an S. The prime rib dinner. I swear it was Flintstone. I mean, it was those things. I think we had...
They were manhole covers.
27 people, and he fixed up over 36 pounds of prime rib. So everybody got more. Oh, my gosh. They were... And the
what do you do? Just roll people down to the end of the driveway?
Yes,
at the
we
end
do.
Of the night?
We have rollers.
Get out.
Yeah, we
Get
have
out.
Wheelbarrows. Yeah, we bring them in and we roll them out in the wheelbarrows. Yeah, we also have our little a lawn tractor with a cart behind it.
Yeah. They drive in their nice vehicles and they come back 2 days later to get them. Right?
Yeah, that's right. Everybody had so much fun. We have fun. And Chef is very entertaining. He's just a fun guy.
He's got a huge heart, and that's
the biggest heart in the world.
Yep.
I love him. Yeah, he's a good man. His whole family, Lisa and his son Alan. I mean, they are just such great people. Now Alan helps out too. Lisa, she comes every now and then, but Alan actually helps Chef quite a bit. I don't know if he's going to be a chef when he grows up, but he's a good kid. I've known him ever since he was just a wee folk.
About knee-high to a grasshopper.
Oh, yeah. Knee-high to a grasshopper.
What is knee-high to... I've heard that many years. What is knee-high to a grasshopper in height? How many inches? What do you have, a little circus midget there, 2 inches tall or something?
Little people, Doug.
It just means
little
he's a
people.
Little...
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. basically, not very tall.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Yeah, he he's a good kid. His dad's raised in motherhood. I mean, that kid's good. He's a good kid. Very polite. Very respectful, very intelligent.
Right.
I like having him around.
Folks want to know about oregano oil, and they want you to talk on garlic.
Yes, yes. Oh, the two best anti-pathogens that you can have. Now, oregano, oh my gosh, that goes back to biblical times. In the Bible, when it refers to hyssop, actually the original translation, the word was ezov, E-Z-O-V, or ezov in the Roman, the Greek, and the Hebrew was ezov, E-Z-O-V. And it was mistranslated when they were doing the King James translation version, right? Because the original Hebrew or Greek stood for holy, cleansing, purifying herb. And my little story, here's a little story. My little story is, you know, the monks there transcribing the Holy Bible. And he goes to Father, he says, Father, what's this ezov stuff? You know, what is this? I know it's a botanical or an herb or something. What should we put in there? And Father says, well, my son, let us pray on this. So the next day he comes back and he tells the little monk that, okay, I've had some holy intervention here. We're going to call it hyssop. And of course, at the time, hyssop was known in Europe to be basically a very powerful cleansing herb. That's what they knew. So it made sense. But, and of course, the monk was elated. Because instead of having to write holy, cleansing, purifying herb, and it comes up in the Bible, it's referenced numerous times, I think 30, 40 times. Somebody could, look that up and maybe let us know. I'll add it to my PowerPoint. I do a Herbs of the Bible PowerPoint. But anyway, the monk was very, very happy about that because instead of having to write down four words, he only had to write down one, and that saved him a lot. Oh, he went out and had something to drink, Doug. I mean, that gave him a couple hours to play.
Did you?
Yeah. He basically wrote down one word and then went out and went down to the bar for an hour.
Right, exactly. Yeah, for sure. You know that.
He was at the Lincoln Lounge just the other
Probably.
Night.
Do you prefer the oil or do you prefer the solid?
Well, that's a really good question. And the whole leaf you're talking about. Yeah,
yes.
Like whole leaf.
Yes.
And my favorite blend. And I've taken this for years, and I've sold it for years. You got to realize I deal with thousands of people, not just here locally, but all around the world. I even have a lady in New Zealand I work with, and in Europe.
Great.
A lot of people in the United States give me a call, you know, aunts and uncles and cousins that have heard about me, but friends and family. But you got to smile. I said something to Scott. He's got to smile.
New Zealand, Doug. That's Tonga University.
Shut up. There you All right. I don't know. That's an inside joke here. I didn't get
it. Well, if you listen to us every day, you'd know what it is.
Oh, I listen to you a lot, but not every day.
Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, so the North American herb blend has a couple specialized subspecies. And again, if I told you, then I'd be in big trouble, so I can't. Oreganum vulgaris is the general species that you work with. But there's a couple subspecies that are really high in the phenolics and the active ingredients. They add a little bit of the allium family, which would be the garlic and a little bit of onion. They also add a little bit of what's called wild sumac. It's not the poisonous, but it's the wild one, very high in vitamin C, and it's a companion plant. And I think we've talked about that, like tomatoes and basil grow well together because they have different compounds that help protect from insects and add to the nutrients in the soil. So they use a companion plant. They use the specialized species from the mountains in the Middle East. The wild Mediterranean oregano, add a little bit of allium, which would be garlic and onion, organic, and add that in there as a synergist. I take one pill. I have taken one pill every day. Now, the neat thing about the whole leaf oregano is the fact that it's chock full of vitamins and nutrients. It has more vitamins and minerals than basically any other botanical by weight. It has like 8 times the amount of calcium than milk by weight, and 4 times the antioxidant power than blueberries, which is one of the highest domestic antioxidant berries that we can find. So I love that. But talking to answer your final question here, the oil is, again, got a lot of the phenolics, a lot of the active, powerful constituents. The neat thing about oregano that I love about oregano is it's better than any antibiotic. Number one, it's much, much safer. It, you know, has anti-carcinogenic properties and so forth, which we know antibiotics, and there's some studies, don't beat me up on this, but I've got a really good clinical study that shows that antibiotics significantly increase your incidence of certain cancers. So, I mean, this is probably news to people, but it's out there. And, of course, then, you know, you have to deal, the big thing that everybody knows about is you have to deal with, you know, the bowel issues and so forth. It kills all the good bacteria and really kind of wreaks havoc on your immune system. So with the oregano, it doesn't do that. It's very safe, very effective. It's safe for children, babies, pets, pregnant, lactating women. So, I mean, you can use a lot. Again, anytime you supplement, be careful with that. With anything. I mean, you can die from drinking too much water or breathing too much air. So, I mean, you have to do things in moderation. But the oil has a lot more of the powerful constituents. But the neat thing about oregano, and this is very important, is it's a bacteriostat. So it kills bacteria like an antibiotic. But then it goes way beyond that because it's a virostat. So it kills all the viruses. It's anti-parasitic, which you don't find in a lot of things. So a lot of people use oregano to get rid of parasites, which I know I've got customers that just freak out on that. You know, some people think that their whole problem is because they picked up some amoeba or some rare parasite, and that's why they have this chronic fatigue or chronic illness. And it's worth looking into. MTHFR is something else. I can talk about that some other time. And the final thing that oregano is really good for is it's antifungal and basically helps with, you know, the candida and things like that. So it's a super antipathogen. It's extremely safe and effective, and it's inexpensive.
All right, we're going to stop you right there at 6:43, Bus Boom and Wolf.
Herb Talk.
We're going to come back and we're going to talk about garlic with Mike
coming
up next on Talk 101.
Create a lifetime of memories at E. Ryan Jewelers. The perfect occasion can happen at any time. When that special someone deserves a lifetime promise, birthday or special occasion, reminder of your love for each other, a gift for mom, and the always unexpected just because. Helping you create lasting memories now and in the future. E. Ryan Jewelers Decatur. eryanjewelers.com.
You have worked hard your whole life and provided for your loved ones. Now it's time to think about you. Start with a trip to Tanglewood Village, an affordable, independent retirement community with gorgeous apartment homes in a bright and welcoming atmosphere. Fresh flowers adorn the great room, and the smell of home-cooked meals will call you to the table. It's time for you to relax and enjoy your life. Stop by for a free tour at 1293 South 34th Street in Decatur, or go online to tanglewoodvillage.com for more information. Find your new beginning at Tanglewood Village.
Most Americans who start a diet quit before they finish week two. You know why? Cravings. You're surrounded with temptation. The cravings get to you, you slip, you cheat, you fail, and you end up frustrated and quit. Not this time. This time you're going to be able to conquer the crave. Hi, this is Zola from PlanZDiet.com. When you diet with Plan Z, you'll have our patented ZR50 Crave Control Spray on your side. All you do is spray it under your tongue and you'll diet comfortably and successfully. You'll be able to walk away from the temptation. You'll eat real food, too. Nothing from a box, no magic shakes. Plan Z dieters average 31 pounds gone in just 50 days. You won't have to exercise either. Interesting, isn't it? Watch the 5-minute movie that explains how Plan Z is different, then decide. If you're like most, you've done diets before, in some cases zillions of them. Then you gained the weight back and more. I know, that was me too. That's why Plan Z is guaranteed. It works. Check out the details at PlanZDiet.com. Conquer the crave with Plan Z.
Out here, great yield starts with great weed control. That's why I put the Roundup Ready Extend crop system to work so I can get the yield I need. This is my field.
The Roundup Ready Extend crop system offers the unique combination of Extendamax herbicide with Vapor Grip technology and Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, featuring tolerance to both dicamba and glyphosate for control of more weeds than any other soybean system, and a 5.7 bushel per acre advantage compared to Liberty Link soybeans in herbicide system trials. Now you have the system that puts control back in your hands. You have the system to extend your weed control and extend your yield. Learn how you can put the system to work in your field when you visit RoundupReadyExtend.com. Extendamax is a restricted-use pesticide. Performance may vary. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific requirements in your state.
Bus Boom and Wolf. The longer you listen, the later it gets. Now let's check our watches and bring back Scott and Doug on Talk 101 FM.
Herb Talk. Hot. Beat you to it.
Herb right. Talk.
Scotty's going to say something. I don't know.
Say a word.
Don't say a word. Doug and I, we just Oregano. Did the show, Doug. We should have just left the mic on.
You should have just recorded it. We'd play it back and go have a coffee.
Go have a coffee in the back.
Right.
Yeah,
now,
all right.
Now, listen to me for one second.
Yes, sir.
Oregano is available in pill form, I take
yes.
it. For people like me who, I don't want oil sliding down me. But
No.
Tell me wouldn't. About the advantages of maybe a pill.
A pill. Well, we have an enteric coated, and Scott, from now.
Yes.
Is it your brother-in-law that works?
Yes.
Yeah. Now Food. I love them. They have an enteric coat. It's actually got like a little vanilla taste to it.
It does.
Awesome. Very small, tiny. So I know some people have problems with the big horse pills. This is a nice little tiny pill. Very safe, very effective, enteric coated, so it digests later down. And enteric coating is a special coating, so it's able to digest not in your stomach but lower down. That way you don't get the burp or what we call the return. You've probably experienced that with fish oil. Real quick tip, trick on fish oil, put it in your freezer, and that'll help keep it from you getting the return or burp. But oregano oil is a hot spice, and of course it makes sense because it like burns and kills all the pathogens, but it doesn't hurt you. It's like eating hot peppers, and you know how healthy that can be. So the oregano, you can use it upstairs and downstairs, but you don't want to get it in your eyes. It's a hot spice, and if you do get it in your mouth, it burns a little bit. I've actually used it. I had a sore in my nose, a little cut, and I used it in my nose, and it burned. But, man, it got rid of the infection, like, immediately. You can't use it in your eyes. Don't get it near your eyes because it will burn. You wouldn't put hot peppers in your eyes. You can use silver hydrosol. if you get a sty or infection. So that would be an alternative to that. But the oregano oil is absolutely phenomenal. It's extremely potent. I've taken up to, when I had my toxic shock and I was dying and wanted to get rid of all my pathogens, I took 40 of the oregano oil pills within a 24-hour period. I did that for a few days, and that's why I'm still, one of the reasons why I'm still alive. Now, you can even take more. Dr. Cass Ingram, in his book, The Cure for Lyme Disease, which is a very interesting book, because he claims a cure in that, which is, I'm really surprised he's able to publish that. But in that book, he says to take up to 100 of the North American oil pills every day. So it's that safe. You can take a lot. Obviously, that would get rid of, I mean, if you want to do a super cleanse, you could read the book and maybe follow that. We could work with you. Again, we can't prescribe or diagnose, but we can give you an education. And if you're going to get into really high potencies like that, I definitely would consult a qualified healthcare practitioner. I don't think you should go out and start drinking oregano oil, you know.
No, but take the pill form.
Yeah,
right?
And one or two, man. It doesn't take much. It's very effective.
And you sell them.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of different brands. Oh, there's flashing lights.
Let's,
is that a caller?
Quickly get all to right. the phones. Good morning, Talk 101. Who's this?
It's Jeff Nally.
Oh, Mr. Nally, I'm sorry. Give us just a moment. We're wrapping up with Mr. King. Hang on. All right. Guess what, Mike?
Yeah. Mike, we'll talk about garlic next time. How's that sound?
I guess we got to wrap up, huh?
You're done.
I thought you gave me a high five.
Well, I thought so, but that's okay. Guess what? You got to tell people where you're located.
Yes, we're open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday.
Yes.
We're located at 1405 Merryman Lane. Give us a call at 217-429-1555. And you can find us at Merryman Herbs. That's MARIMANN.com and Merryman Herbs with an S on Facebook.
Mike, thanks a lot.
I think I got that a little mixed up because I'm thinking about garlic. I got to run. All right. Herb talk.
Bye.
Thank you. Oh, boy. All right, Jeff. Good morning. How are you?
I can't top that.
No, there's no way you can top that.
No.
Mike is running in a whole different gear, as we like to say, with the plow, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
Mike is our herb expert. We have him on once a week.
His furrow runs a little different than others. So.
Yes, yeah. It does. Hopefully he's not getting in trouble with the federal government like you were talking about earlier.